Yes, friends, once again, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here once again, and it's that time in the program to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, as well as via home on the internet at www.osherrocks.com, and also our home for the last 10 years over historic CFR C119 FM from the limestone city of Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Yes, we can also be heard throughout the world through www.youtube.com and our YouTube channel at Wayback with Johnny. With that all mentioned, I'd like to begin this third and final hour of today's program with mentioning that this coming Wednesday would have marked the 100th birthday of another truly iconic and trailblazing country music pioneer. That is the man we remember as the Brazos Valley Boy, Hank Thompson. With that mentioned, I'd also like to share that next Sunday I will be paying tribute to Hank in a 3-hour tribute. And with his music, we also have special guests Tracy Pitcox and also Tony Booth. So let's pay tribute to a double feature of Hank's great music here today with a classic called The Older the Violin, the Sweeter the Music. Then we'll follow with another all-time classic called Who Left the Door to Heaven Open. With that, I'd like to welcome you all to the third and final hour.
It seems you think that 45 is just a little too old now, but I'm not ready yet to be put out in the cold now. I've got plenty of good love left, woman, if you'll just use it. You know, the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play a symphony of love like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you. You know, the older the violin, the sweeter the music. These specks of gray that's in my hair just make me look distinguished. They don't mean I'm over the hill, baby, I'm not extinguished. There's plenty of young girls waiting for my love, honey, they won't refuse it. They know the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play a symphony of love like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you lose it. You know the older the violin, the sweeter the music. I can play a symphony of love like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you lose it. You know, the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play a symphony.
Have known that I was lonely. That's why they sent you to me from above. I know someone must have heard me crying and gave me such an angel that I love. Who left the door to heaven open? Who turned their head for a moment? And who told you that my heart was broken? And who left the door to heaven? Thank you. heaven just can't be the same without you. I guess you must have been their brightest star. And tonight, I know the angels all will miss you, but they know just exactly where you are. Who left the door to heaven open? Who turned their head for a moment? And who told you that my heart was broken? And who
And yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the East Coast of Canada. With that mention, I would like to begin with a special dedication to my late soulmate, Miss Jenny, forever known as Miss Velma Lapointe, who would have celebrated her birthday this coming Friday, the 5th of September. With that mentioned, it's going out to my dear late companion and best friend for all too short of time, Miss Jenny, and a song that my dear friend Peter Trenum recorded just before her passing in 2022. And it's going to be a song that he recorded with fiddle player Ray Legere called You and Me. Then we'll follow with a song going out to the singing walls, including my best friend in Newfoundland music, Michael T. Wall, and his beloved better half, Miss Nancy. For them today, it's going to be a song that Michael recorded several years ago called The Little Boats of Newfoundland. And we'll wrap up with another special dedication, this time going out to my best friends, yes, John and Kathy and Guelph. For them today, it'll be a classic by the King, Canadian country music, Stompin' Tom Connors, and his all-time classic called My Home's in Newfoundland. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody down east and listening to the program today. Welcome in, friends, and yes, happy listening.
I don't think that I will be the first one that you'll see when we step from this world into eternity. I'll be waiting patiently with friends and family, and we can stroll the streets of gold with Jesus, you and me. You and me will be together, and me this time forever, just the way we always thought that it should be. The pearly gates, the crystal sea, the tree of life eternally, to be ever with the Lord, you and me. Through the flood, on the cross and by the blood, our debt was paid in full the moment we believe. And they say a cord of three is not broken easily. We know they're tough, the cords of love, with Jesus, you and me. together, you and me this time forever, just the way we always thought that it should be. The pearly gates, the crystal sea, the tree of life eternally, to be ever with the Lord, you and me. To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
For you to shake Toronto town. You couldn't, so you let me go and turned me down. You tried to change my new fee ways, I understand. Wrong or right, I'm home tonight, I'm back in Newfoundland. Down by the sea, where life is free, I'm home again. Where I sail the blue and think of you and what might have been. And if someday you can find a way to change your plans. You'll find me here where there's no tears, back home in Newfoundland. My life goes on without your warm and smiling face. Though every care has been to share one more embrace. And as I write from home tonight, please understand. You can always know I loved you though. My heart's in Newfoundland, where folks are real and people feel so deep inside. And the sea just rolls right through the soul of Newfie pride. And if memories fold, someday I'll hold another's hand. But I'll roam no more from heaven's shore, my home's in Newfoundland. No, I'll roam no more from heaven's shore, my home's in Newfoundland.
This is recording artist and DJ Peter Trenum from Nova Scotia. You've got my friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Way Back, where you'll find the very best in country music.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the long ago sounds of bluegrass music and that high lonesome sound that we all love and enjoy. With that mentioned, I would like to send out to a song to a good friend of mine, Sparky, up here in Ingleside, Ontario, also known as Miss Sandra Day. And for her today, it's going to be a song called Don't Let Smoky Mountain Smoke Get in Your Eyes, and it's by the legendary Rock Hearts. Then we'll follow with another classic, this time by legendary Hilo Brown, and a song I really like called The Prisoner Song. This song really shows why he was called Hilo, because he went from high to low. And then we'll wrap up this set with a song going out to Barb and all the Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival, and it'll be a Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs classic called Till the End of the World Comes Round. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody listening in. Welcome in, friends.
I'm telling you, you'll want to live there the rest of your life if Smoky Mountain smoke is in your eyes. If you're looking for a place you will love, Smoky Mountain, Cherokee, the closest place to heaven that I know, Smoky Mountain, Tennessee. Smoking in your eyes. If you do, I'm telling you. what's in your eyes. Smoky Mountain smoke, it's in your eyes. If Smoky Mountain smoke, it's in your eyes.
Well, if I had the wings of an angel, over these prison walls I would fly. Yes, I'd fly to the arms of my darling, love, and there I'd be willing to die.
Oh, meet me tonight, love, meet me. Meet me out in that moonlight and alone. I have a sad story to tell you that must be told in that moonlight and alone.
Well, if I had a ship on the ocean that was mounted with silver and gold, oh, before my little darling would suffer, love, that ship would be anchored and sold.
Oh, meet me tonight, love, meet me. Meet me out in that moonlight alone. I have a sad story to tell you that must be told.
Well, I wish I had someone to love me, or someone that would call me their own. For I'm out in this wide world of wonder, love, I'm tired of living alone.
Oh, meet me tonight, love, meet me. Meet me out in that moonlight alone. I have a sad story to tell you that must be told in that moonlight alone.
Tried to sail the sea of life, I rode my boat alone. Your love meant nothing to me, dear, my heart was made of stone. To a harbor filled with loneliness, my little boat was moored. And then the day I first met you, I fell right overboard.
Till the end of the world was round, I'll keep on loving you. As long as the sun goes up and comes down, till the big blue sky comes down to the ground. As long as the world goes round and around, I'll keep on loving.
Whenever you're around me, dear, my heart just won't be still. And when it comes kissing you, I'll never get my fill. They said I'd never settle down, that I would always roam, that I could never be the type for loving, wiping home.
Till the end of the world rolls round, I'll keep on loving you. As long as the sun goes up and comes down, till the big blue sky comes down to the ground. As long as the world goes round and around, I'll keep on loving.
Thank you. but you burned your way inside. So tell me what I've got to do and tell me how it stands. The cards are on the table, dear, my life is in your hands.
Till the end of the world rolls round, I'll keep on loving you. As long as the sun goes up and comes down, till the big blue sky comes down to the ground. As long as the world rolls round and around, I'll keep on loving.
My home ain't in the Hall of Fame.
Hello, this is J.E. Crowe from Lexington, Kentucky, and you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock. You're on the way back, have a good one.
My songs don't belong, top 40 radio.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time of the program to welcome back to our show on this, the centennial 100th birthday of Papa Joe Brown, his eldest son, Barry Brown. Now, during a person's career, or life for that matter, there's some people who stand out as idols or icons to them. Well, I grew up in a family where I loved the family Brown, and the music of Barry Brown, our next guest, truly spoke to me, especially our number two and different ones. With that mentioned, it is a true honor to welcome to our program today, in a second part of a two-part interview, a true hero of mine and a true legend in his own time as well, Barry Brown. Following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic that Barry asked me to play in loving memory of his father and mother, called I Love You More. With that, here is now our true legend of the Ottawa Valley, Mr. Barry Brown. Now, another song that your family was famous for, well, there's two of them, was Raised on Country Music, but also Pioneer.
Yeah, those were two pretty popular songs for us.
Yes.
Again, Raised on Country Music was inspired from my life.
Of course.
Being raised by my dad and mom. My mom was a songwriter as well, so my dad wrote songs and performed and sang, so we were, all of us were raised in music. And I remember as a kid playing the stereo and pretending to be a disc jockey and playing Hank Snow songs, Jim Reeves.
Oh yes.
And oh yeah, just
the true legends, you know,
right? Yeah, just the true legends. Yes, and yes. The introducing a Jim Reeves song and playing it, and then back introing it and into a Hank Snow song.
That's exactly how I got into radio.
Yeah. That Raised on Country Music basically talks about the life that myself and my sisters had.
A suitcase was our cradle,
and the highway was our home. A 46 Ford was our carriage. We were children of the road.
My dad was always a fan, my late father was always a fan of your song, Pioneer, but there is a verse in there where Hank Snow sounds like he comes in. Was that Hank?
It was Hank.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I often wondered that.
Yeah, we had that line, and RCA, of course, Hank Snow was on RCA for years. I don't think he was at the time we did that, but I could be wrong. But
okay.
Anyway, RCA reached out to RCA down there, and finally he got to hear the song, and he agreed to sing that one half line, you know.
I see.
You know, the one about moving on. So,
that's right. No, I didn't know if it was you imitating him or if it was Hank.
No, I wouldn't try to imitate him. But it was actually Hank Snow singing in there.
That's amazing. Yes.
It was a great treat, yeah.
For sure.
I play the singing Ranger's song. You know that one about moving on.
So, looking back at a career like the family Brown had, what is your thoughts on, well, they were the first family of Canadian country music in the Ottawa Valley.
Well, in the Ottawa Valley, I guess maybe we were. I know there was lots of a long history of country music artists from Ottawa that go way back.
Yes.
Ottawa Valley Melodeers and others, but
mm-hmm.
As a family, you're probably correct to say the family Brown may have been that.
Yeah. The only other one I can think of is Barry is the McCann family.
Well, the McCann family are pretty popular too. Yeah. Huge family.
Exactly.
They're all
they
talented,
were
great mm-hmm. singers and players. But at the time we started, there was quite a few family-oriented bands, like the Mercy Brothers.
Okay.
Were very popular. They were from Western Ontario.
Yes.
So they did really well, and then there was other family bands out west. And then there was the Leahy family, which
and the Post family.
And the Post family, yes. Kenny Post went on to play drums with us for
exactly
a number of years when he was all grown up. But
yes.
There was a lot of The Ottawa Valley is steeped in country music. It's got a rich
It's almost a Nashville in itself.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. So this interview will be aired, as we were mentioning, on the 100th anniversary of Papa Joe. What is your thoughts on your dad's centennial birthday?
Like I mentioned earlier, I would love to see him...
Today.
Today, walking exactly. around and seeing the world today and seeing his kids, his grandkids, his great grandkids yeah. hearing the music today. I don't think he'd love all the music today, but I think he would like a lot of it.
Yes.
Which is what I do. I mean, there's some stuff that I hear that I like and some that I don't, but that was always the case.
Exactly.
What think? I would love to have him back here. I live just outside of Perth, Ontario.
Okay, yes.
Which is not far from you, like maybe an hour north of
That's
where
right.
you are. My dad, I just wrote a song about this, and I performed it in Wilton this year, because I turned 73 this year.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
And my dad passed away when he's 60. So
okay.
I've been on this earth a lot. It's hard to look back on your dad now as a younger man than I am now.
Exactly,
I remember him as all of us were kids, and I was the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
He had this thing for huge white pine trees.
Okay.
He would drive out of his way to take us kids by a stand of huge white pine trees. And he would talk about them and everything and love them. And now, where I'm living in Perth, I've got my own stand of white pine on my property.
Nice,
I would love to be able to have him here just walk around.
Exactly.
These trees. I know he would love to be, just as... to see his kids and his grandkids and his great-grandkids and to hear the music and also just to know that we always think of him.
Exactly, and that he's still remembered.
Oh, he's still remembered, by a lot of people.
Exactly. What is your thoughts on the way the family Brown has been remembered by the Valley, but also Canada in general?
We were inducted into the CMA Hall of Fame and into the Ottawa Valley Hall of Honor. Hall of Fame, I should say, sorry. We were definitely recognized in it, and my dad was put in as an individual in both those Hall of Fames as well.
That's right.
Just because he was sort of a patriarch for a lot of musicians and entertainers out there.
Like, and a forefather in many ways.
He was one of the guys, like when you're on the road traveling and performing at a festival with other bands, a lot of those other young performers would come up to my dad, just information and experience and life stories,
For sure.
He was well respected.
Yes, exactly.
And so were the family Brown.
Nice
to be remembered and recognized. But, everybody, you all have your own sort of your life, shelf life, right?
I hear you. We all do. Every one of us.
We all get your time in the spotlight. So
that's right.
And I enjoyed mine. I'm sure all the people out there today are enjoying theirs as well.
Exactly. So, if I may pull on the heartstrings, I understand from a friend of mine that Papa Joe sadly passed away, suffered a heart attack while signing autographs.
Well, he wasn't signing autographs at that time, but it was during a we had been performing in Chesley, Ontario, which is just south of Olin Sound, where I was born.
Yes.
And the place was just packed. We had over like 1,500 people there for the show.
Oh, wow.
And Ronnie Prophet was playing with us along with his wife Gloria Ann.
Yes.
And so we had done our show, and it was a short intermission, and they were getting ready for Ronnie, and Ronnie was on the stage, and my dad had been talking to him during our intermission and signing autographs, and all that stuff. And then he went back and started talking to LaWanda, and one minute he was there, and the next minute he was gone.
Oh,
so
quite
that's
fast.
That's how fast it was.
Wow, I'm sorry, yes?
It was, it was a huge shock.
Yes, I'd imagine, yes.
And it was sort of the same way with my mother. My mom passed away a few years prior to that, when she was only 53, so...
Oh, wow. So with that, I'd love to know what song I can play for you in honor of your dad's 100th birthday.
Oh, boy. Maybe go way back to an album that we cut in Austin at Willie Nelson's studio. And it's a song I wrote basically for my mom and dad called I Love You More.
Okay, sure, Barry. Yeah.
Well, if you can find that one. If not, I'm sure you'll have You have great taste and you'll...
You have a good day now, Barry, and God bless you and your family.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Should the stars fall from the sky and the sun just set away,
if the oceans all run dry,
and the trees no longer bear,
this love I had for you would still be there, still be there. 'Cause I love you more than I could ever need the stars. I love you more than
come on, let's go to the fair.
Come on, boy, let's go to the fair. See the funny sights in the cool night air.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Whitlock. And I'd like to invite y'all out to the Fall Fair in Spencerville, Ontario, where it's all happening this fall from September 11th to the 14th, featuring some of the best in live entertainment, including names like Amanda Keeley, as well as Saturday night's headliners, the Roadhammers. And those more traditional country music fans will love Sunday afternoon as they celebrate the finest in country music, including our Queen of the Ottawa Valley, Miss Gail Gavin. So this is one event you won't want to miss. Also featured throughout the weekend is the Old Time Tractor and Truck Polls, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as the Midway for those who love the rides. So come one, come all to the 170th anniversary of the Spencerville Fair, happening September 11th to 14th. That's Thursday to Sunday. For more information, visit spencervillefair.ca, and I hope to see y'all out there.
Come on, boy, let's go to the fair.
Oh, yeah, they're going to the big fair in town. Why, they got some of the funniest things you ever saw.
But yes, friends, following this interview with Barry Brown, we're back, and it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the Opry Spotlight Corner, which I have been doing for a couple weeks now. With that mentioned, on October 5th of this year, the Opry would be celebrating, or will be celebrating, its 100th anniversary. We, as well, will be celebrating the 100th birthday on October 5th coming up, and I did do an interview with Craig Shelburne this last Friday, just the other day, for that tribute. But in honor honor of the Opry's 100th birthday, we are paying tribute to Opry Spotlight Corner. With that mentioned, I would like to turn back the years, back to the 1960s roughly, and remember Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs in an all-time classic out of the Grand Ole Opry Archives called Petticoat Junction. Now this has always been one of my favorite shows, so it's kind of fun to hear them sing this on the world-famous Grand Ole Opry. We'll be back following this with two songs of this week, and then send us all home. Welcome in, friends.
Hello, everybody. It's Grand Ole Opry time. And this is Art Devine with an invitation to join us on stage at the Grand Ole Opry House. And now let's welcome Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs.
We got a new number here. And we got some girls on this record. And about the closest thing we've got to a girl tonight is that over on the end over there. So, Cousin Jake. So we're going to put him to work. A little thing called Petticoat Junction. Come and ride that little train as it's rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
At a little hotel called a Shady Rest at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
It's run by Kate, come and be her guest at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
And that's Uncle Joy's moving kind of slow at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
When you hear the dinner bell from the Shady Rest Hotel at the junction, folks will walk a country mile for the chicken country style at the junction. But the dishes to observe are those pretty girls who serve at the junction.
Petticoat Junction. Junction.
Keep those cards and letters coming in, honey. Say you love me time and time again, honey.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Have you ever had a comment or a suggestion or a request for this program that you listen to every weekend on Sundays from 8 to 11? Well, have you ever wondered how to contact your host, Johnny Woodlock, or co-hostess, Simbush the Wonder Husky? Well, we're inviting y'all to write us here at the ranch. By snail mail, just send your letters care of Woodlock Ranch Studios and care of Mr. Johnny Woodlock, P.O. Box 21007, that's 21007, Cornwall, Ontario, K6H7H8, Canada, or by email at waybackcountry@cfrc.ca. And we'll be sure to write y'all back. In the meantime, we'll be waiting for your letters by the mailbox, so send those letters on in. Now, back to the show.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the Wayback Song of the Week. And with that mentioned, there's two songs out of the Wayback catalog that I'd like to play for y'all today. Now, back in the 1950s, roughly 1957, Papa Joe, as he was known as Joe Brown, and his sister Viv, formed the original Hillbilly Jewels. With that mentioned, we're going to pay a tribute to an all-time classic by them called Wait Just a Little Longer. And then we'll wrap up this set with none other than Barry and LaWanda Brown. Now, I'm not sure what age they were during this, but they are very young, as they are just children during this song. And it's going to be called Triangle. With that, we'll be back following this, send us all home.
Another short hour, we wait for the tide, then the warship will take me away from your side. It hurts me to leave you, to tell you goodbye, but duty. Before I go, just a little bit longer to let you know how much I miss you, how much I cry. Just a little bit longer and then goodbye.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. As I say so long for this Sunday, I would like to also wish you all a very blessed week. Now, I would also like to mention that Papa Joe Brown passed away, yes, 39 years ago this May. However, he is still affectionately remembered as the Papa figure around the valley we call the mighty Ottawa. He is also beloved by any of us hardcore country fans of the 50s and 60s. I'd also like to mention that Papa Joe is laid to rest with his wife in Wilton, Ontario, just up the road from Kingston here, about half an hour. I hope one day to be able to go and visit his resting place. With that mentioned, I'd also like to thank my dear friends and loyal fans, Larry Delaney, Peter Trenum, Ray Chapisky, Vic Garbutt, for their kindness and supplying me with music of Papa Joe Brown, in order that I was able to do this program. Also, thank you to my dear friend, Bob Gardner, and also Barry Brown himself, for supplying us with memories and pictures of Papa Joe. With that mentioned, may his memory live on forever, and his music just as long. With that, may God bless and keep each and every one of you till we meet again. And also next weekend, next Sunday, we will be paying tribute to the 100th centennial birthday of the King of Western Swing, as many refer to him as Hank Thompson, in a three-hour tribute to Hank, also featuring special guest Tony Booth and also Tracy Pitcox of Heart of Texas Records. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in, and now, till we meet again, may God bless and keep you. So long for now, friends, and happy listening.
I'll go home to meet my burdens down. I will give my heart to Jesus when I lay my burdens down.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away.
Friends and listeners, this here is your old host with most, Johnny Whitlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Whitlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's here if you-